This is Racing HQ on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, 13 after 9. Let's go to Melbourne and have a chat with Wayne Hawkes, the co-trainer of Chautauqua. Morning to you, Wayne.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. For a breath there, you wanted him just to get a clear go on Saturday, and once he got it, he showed his brilliance.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be coming in the outside and win by 6, I think was the plan. But anyway, plans don't always go to plan, do they?
No, exactly.
But he got the job done.
He did, and look, he showed, I guess, what you wanted to see. Many people wondered now what the plan is. You've decided that you'll go to Moonee Valley?
Yeah, he's going to run next Friday night at Moonee Valley in the Manicado, so it's only 12 days between runs, but he won't need to do much galloping. He'll do hardly any.
Yep.
Between run to run. So he's a gelding. We looked after him 12 months ago, and we still haven't heard him this time, but this time last year he didn't run until the Emirates, so all we're going to do is give him one more run. So we tossed about it last year, actually, whether to run him or not, and decided against it. But this year we thought we'd have another crack at the stumps, and he's had one start at Moonee Valley, and probably, I reckon, was about his probably nearly as good a run as he's ever put. Run at Moonee Valley the other night, so we know he handles Moonee Valley.
No, that's for sure. Just in what you've said there, Wayne, so will he run, I mean, I know it's race by race, but will he run, he runs in the Manicata, does that mean the Darley is still in?
Yep. He's still on, well, yes it is, with everything going right, but going right, he'll run in the Moonee Valley, he'll run the Darley, and then he'll have a freshen for Hong Kong, but he could run at Moonee Valley and then not run at a Darley, obviously. We felt not. But, people, I think a lot of times people think we love playing ducks and drakes and not putting too many races in front of yourself. But you got to get the horse right on the right day. And if they're not right, there's no point running, because long-range plans normally stuff up somewhere along the way. So, he's running the Manukau. That's his next main assault anyway.
Yep, and then take it from there. But it obviously shows us as followers of Chautauqua, Wayne, that he's come out of that win in really good order if you're going to look at racing him 12 days later.
Yeah, he's put up good. It wasn't a hard run. He only went 6 and just brushed up the last furlong, really, to be honest. So, as I said, it was supposed to be probably belt down the outside and, probably win by 5 or 6, but we sort of use that as a bit of a barrier trial. It's easy to say that now. They're never that easy. But when you got Chautauqua against that opposition, it probably was that easy, I suppose. So.
Yeah. No, that's good. Well, we can't wait to see him again. It'll be a hell of a race. I know Terra Vista's going down from Joe Pride Stable, and there'll be a few others, Buffering and Lincoln Rupee runs on Saturday. So it'll be one hell of a race around Moonee Valley.
Yeah, it'll be a good race, but that's what it's all about. Spring calendars, where the best horses always come together down here in Melbourne this time of the year, so there's no point dodging them.
Mate, I won't go through them all, but just on the guineas on Saturday, how Snoopy and Regis settled in down there?
Yeah, Regis has done really well. I'm just disappointed he's drawn such a bad barrier.
Yeah.
He's got the blinkers on for the first time, and the blinkers, I reckon, will improve him out of sight, but all of a sudden you're going up to a mile for the first time, you've got blinkers the first time, you're drawing a terrible barrier. So there's a few minuses there, and, bad barriers, you don't win. So you get posted and caught wide, so unfortunately that's how it is. But he's really, really good, and Snoopy's all but faultless. So we're just taking the winkers off, and he's got no gear on him on Saturday. Looks like he'll want to run the mile out. Very even bunch of horses this year.
Yeah.
Probably don't need an all too hard of Piero. Lonro won a Caulfield Guineas. Big O got beaten in one. So I've been involved with a few good ones. And, they're probably a great bunch of three-year-olds this year without being an exceptional bunch. But it's amazing when you look back in time how you do change your opinion. But they just look a very, very even bunch of three-year-olds. But I do like Chris Wallace, but I think he's drawn the outside too. Hadn't he drawn out wide?
Yeah, Preston Aben, 14, yep.
Yeah, he's got the visitor's draw as well, so that won't do him any favours, but he's a smart horse, that horse, because he relaxes and goes to sleep and just does it so perfectly. He's the bomb-proof racehorse, and that's what you need.
Yeah, understand. Caulfield Cup's interesting. I'm only going to ask you because you've always got an opinion, which is fantastic. This year's Caulfield Cup... of the top 21, Wayne, There's only one horse that we can take out preferment, and the Herbert Power winner goes in, we know from Saturday. It's staggering how we normally see, you know, sort of two or three may drop out, but this year everyone is there to run on Saturday week. It's quite staggering.
The Caulfield Cup was a bit of a lost race about 4 or 5 years ago. I don't mean lost, but it was the race for years going towards the Cox Plate and things like that, but all of a sudden it just seems to have come back in a big flavour the last couple of years. But you have those years where you have those runs, you know. I mean, you take Winks out of the Epsom, and it was a pretty moderate Epsom, I reckon, this year. Medtrop, same sort of thing. And next year, you'll find the Epsom will be just a ridiculously red hot field. So look at Moonee Valley next Friday night. We're just talking about that before. As a trainer, you can't put in position. All you can do is worry about your own. But when I was a boy, the Caulfield Cup was one of the greatest races, and I really just got lost a bit in its way, but. Now it's starting to kick back again.
Yeah, no, it is. There's horses like Complacent, and I mean Magic Hurricane, who won the Metrops, even despite getting 2.5, it's got no hope of making it. And Beat, it's probably going to struggle. Complacent, who's been running really well in Sydney, is probably going to struggle to make it. It's going to be interesting. I've been told
three million.
I've been told everyone comes up now. The main point on this, and I'm going to follow it up tomorrow, is the powers that the club has. But my understanding is that they've actually rewritten them, that they haven't got the powers, but they haven't used them in the past anyway.
All that discretionary stuff, it's like the stewards. There's a rule that says they can do whatever they want whenever it suits them. So the race clubs can do the same thing. But I've always been a big believer that we've all had enough time in our life with our horses to qualify them.
Yep.
We all know what the qualifying conditions are. And if you haven't qualified, well, so be it. I mean, it's always probably the old, I don't know, making up, efficient that might have won a Melbourne Cup, make it up 2 years ago, that's a bit out of form, that might be sort of holding someone out. But then he was good enough to do the job and he's good enough to stay there. So I reckon the race club shouldn't tamper with the fields. They just should let natural justice take its course.
Good on you, Wayne. Thanks for joining us this morning, updating our listeners on Chautauqua. We can't wait for the Manicato, mate.
My brother wants me to call you Andy, but I'm not going to do that, Andrew.
Oh, well, you've already just done it. Come on, you. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Andrew.
Hawks joining us there with the latest on Chautauqua. Let's go to Perth now. There's a horse that I've noticed really jam up the Victoria Derby market called Kiora Kutu. It's trained by Adam Durant, and he's online very much early in the morning in the West. Morning to you, Adam.
Good morning, Andy.
Lots of different markets, watching them, and suddenly this horse has appeared. Is he a true Victorian Derby contender?
Well, I hope so.
You've got it. What I guess the question should have been is, you want to go to Melbourne?
Oh, he's definitely going. There's no question there. I'm pretty confident he's qualified. He's a 76 rater, and he's won against the older horses over a staying journey in only 4 starts, which is no easy feat. And he took care of them with a fair bit of arrogance the other day. So he's ticked all the boxes. In that regard, as far as I'm concerned, and his condition is very good, and he's a very sort of mature horse. So we're going to have a roll of the dice, and at the end of the day, we're not taking on a Cox Plate or Caulfield Cup field. We're talking a lot of these horses that he's going to be clashing against are class ones and just coming out of their maiden. So, you know, it's always a race that, that can throw up a different result, and He's certainly ticked the boxes. He's got the stamina, and he basically he runs through the line very strong over 2,200. So we'll have a go and see what happens.
And you beat the older horses there on Saturday, didn't you?
He did, yeah. He beat the older horses, and there was another same distance race, a lower rating race on the same day that they run 3 seconds quicker than. There was a bit of tempo on and a little bit of pressure, and the last 100 metres was the best part of his race, and he's still learning his trade, but he's not 100% screwed down, and I think a couple of weeks' time, he'll be competitive, that's for sure. I think he's in the top sort of four or five chances.
Okay, we're approaching, obviously, a month away pretty well, or maybe a bit less than that now. It's probably three weeks.
3.5 weeks.
Yeah. Do you look at getting him a run in Melbourne, or how do you get him into Flemington?
Originally our plan was to come over for the Caulfield Classic or the Geelong Derby trial. But having had that run in Perth over the 2200, that satisfied me enough to say that we're going to come over, and I think that he's going to measure up, you know, providing there's no superstar. And look, Chris Waller's horse from Sydney looks the testing material. It looks very smart, but from what I've seen in Melbourne, doing the form, with no disrespect to any of them, they're an even bunch. And I think that that's what gives me the confidence. I think he can run well, but we were considering those two races, but we've sort of had a change of plan. That, from my limited experience taking horses over the east, without any winners yet, we've had a couple of close calls and good runs, and I sort of feel their first run is their best when they travel, especially this sort of distance. So I just want to keep him at home as long as I possibly can, and may run him next Saturday. There's just a normal benchmark race that he can go around in for 3-year-olds, and it's only a 1500, but it'll be a good little good little trial for him, and then we'll leave on the Tuesday and sort of be in Melbourne for 10 days, and hopefully we can get there in good order.
Well, it sounds like you've really mapped it out, Joseph. As a party, are you keen to keep the combination together?
Yeah, look, he will ride the horse in the Derby. Yeah. We've had a good chat, and if I had a obviously, the horse was originally going to have a run first. He was going to ride him for that, and then we were going to end that race, and then we were going to make a decision on a rider. But having only the one run, look, I don't like to change a winning combination. I guess if we're going to pull the rider off, I suppose you better give the horse to a better trainer too. So, you know, your credentials are only as good as what your horses have produced for you, and he's got four out of four. So I think certainly he deserves his chance, and he's a good young fella, and hopefully, we can pinch a bit of the prize money. It'd be nice.
Well, it'd be a remarkable story for Joseph to come over and ride the horse and run well in a Victoria Derby. Hopefully, win it for you, mate. 4 from 4. His first win was back in August. His last win was on Saturday. For many of our listeners, go and track down the videos on perthracing.com.au. You can watch them. As I look at the market right now at Tab, we've got Tarzino, the favourite, over Ragnar, Tulsa, Vainbra, and then Kiora Kutu at $11. So very much open at this stage, and obviously a few of these run on Saturday in the Caulfield Guineas. Mate, we'll stay in contact with you. Good luck. I hope everything goes to plan.
Thanks very much.
Good on you. Adam Durant joining us there from Perth. Kiora Kutu going to the Victoria Derby. Let's go to Werribee now. Leo Schlinks, our man. Morning to you, Leo.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. I know it's been a reasonably quiet morning there today.
It has. Everyone except Max Dynamite, the Willie Mullins trained stayer, he's had a double shift today. But apart from that, everything else, as you say, Andrew, pretty quiet. Criterion had a couple of laps of cantering and leaving David Hayes, in his own words, thrilled ahead of Saturday's Caulfield Stakes. Apart from that, Super One only did a little bit as well. He comes out and runs in Sunday's Apache Cat. But it was pretty much business as usual.
Max Dynamite, obviously they've made the choice that the Caulfield Cup isn't on their agenda now.
It's looming that way. Looks like straight into the Melbourne Cup. Yeah. Willie came down with Simenon, and as a very similar kind of preparation. But this horse, unlike Simenon, who had a lead-up run, it appears that he'll go straight into the Melbourne Cup without that preparation run.
So what's he done? You mentioned there what he had two major gallops, did he?
He did. The first time he trotted off from the 1,600 metres and worked home over 600 metres, and then he walked for a lap and came back and basically repeated the exercise from the 1,400. And it reminded me of when the horse Simenon was down here and we saw just how much work was put into him. And if you go back to the Northumberland Plate, when he ran second there to Quest for More, The replays of that race are worth checking out because the runs that they got were contrasting, and there wasn't much between them at the finish. And just the way that he's coming along, he's a horse that's beginning to catch the eye.
Okay, so that's Max Dynamite. And Criterion, Hazy's just pretty happy to, I guess, walk out of quarantine on Saturday and run a beauty in the Caulfield Stakes.
Yeah, that's what he's hoping for, Andrew. No doubt he'll leave quarantine about 6 on Saturday morning. He'll do a bit more cantering down here tomorrow, leave here at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning, go to Flemington, have a little bit of a pipe opener there, and then head off to the races. And as strong as that the Caulfield Stakes field is, with Kermadec and Faulkner being obviously right at the head of the market, David is confident that Criterion will acquit himself really well.
And one point with that is, we mentioned it on Tuesday, Michael Walker takes the ride maybe in 3 races, definitely Saturday and the Cox Plate, and then maybe the Melbourne Cup. The owner, Sir Owen Glenn, very keen to have the one jockey on for the 3 big runs.
Exactly right, and Michael is ecstatic to be back on Criterion. He's ridden him in work, and he says that he's matured a lot mentally from the international travels, and obviously in these high-pressure races, that's going to be key to his chances. But, that consistency of approach that they want with the jockey is a big factor in Michael at least getting the first 2 legs of the 3 races you outlined there, Andrew.
Yeah, for sure. All right, just while I've got you, Leo, one story that we've been monitoring this week is out of Hong Kong with this jockey situation. After Joe Marrera and Zach Purton missed their rides on Sunday after their plane back from Sydney was diverted to Taipei. Now, I spoke with Bill Nader, who's on the executive department of racing for the Hong Kong Jockey Club last night, and he said, we're not going to jump to a quick decision, but we need to take the matter under careful review. I said to him, what about the Caulfield Cup riders for Saturday week? He said, it's unlikely that we'll have a full comprehensive review done by the Caulfield Cup, but we hope to make some sort of decision by early next week. Zach Purton's on Fame Game, Chad Schofield's on Gust of Wind, and Joe Marrera would ride one of the Godolphins if they end up with 2 runners in the race. I mean, you just hope here some... I know they were terribly upset when it occurred on Sunday, but let's hope some common sense prevail here, Leo.
Yeah, it's very much a watch situation at the moment, and whenever things like that happen and turnover is impacted, the reaction is a bit, it is very delicate indeed up there at the moment. So let's hope that sanity prevails and that, well, it was an outside agency that caused the delay in the first place. So yeah. Let's hope the weather clears up and they get back quickly from Caulfield.
I know I mentioned it yesterday. It's the first time in about 13 years that I know up there that this has happened. So let's hope it's just not a knee-jerk reaction. The jocks are still confident they're coming, but the jockey club still hasn't made a final decision on whether they'll allow their jockeys to ride on Caulfield Cup Day. Mate, we'll talk to you again in the next few days. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
And by the way, just while I've got you, tomorrow week, Caulfield Cup Eve, we'll be broadcasting HQ from Werribee. We'll be down there doing the whole show for the hour, and I know you'll be jumping around, and we'll get you up to the broadcast box. But all the latest on the Caulfield Cup will come live. There's so many internationals going to line up in the Cup. We'll be able to talk to the key players. That's tomorrow week from Werribee. Look forward to catching up then, mate.
Likewise, mate. I'll catch you then.
Thanks a lot. Leo Schlink joining us there from the Melbourne Herald Sun. Tamworth, they got announced on Friday night as the TAB Race Club of last racing season. Their club CEO or secretary, Victoria Toy, is online. Well done, Victoria.
Thanks, Andrew. We were absolutely stoked and surprised with the win. Just had our president walk into the club just now. He's made his way back from Sydney with a trophy. So,
jeez, it took him a few days to get back.
He might have been celebrating.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I just wanted to talk about what's happening there. Now, I know you won the award, but people said to me over the weekend, Tamworth, what's going on there? And I thought, yeah, that's right. There's a lot of work being done. Take us through what's happening at Tamworth.
Okay, so we've done a significant renovation on our sand track, which we've restabilised the base of the sand track. We're just waiting for a new irrigation system to be put on that, and then we'll put it on, and that'll be So thankfully our trainers have been very understanding that there's been a bit of a hold up with putting a new irrigation system in there.
Right.
But hopefully that's not too much longer for them. They've still got the cinders and the bee grass and our warm up track to use.
Yeah. But it's nearly there now anyway.
It's nearly there now. It'll be all new sand, all new irrigation. So yeah, we're very happy with that.
Yeah, okay. Now what's happening with the course proper?
So the course proper, that's another one we've got going on at the moment, which we've recambered the first and home turn. So from the 1600 to the 1400,
yep.
And then from the 1000 through to the 275 metres, it's all been recambered. So that's fairly exciting for us. We've also got in the pipelines a new, brand new 1000 metre start. So that will involve just one turn into the home straight. So in doing that, we won't have to restrict any field sizes if we move the rail in, which we've had to do with our existing 1,000 metre start. But the critical sort of deadline for that, it's not critical at this stage because we'll still reinstate the old 1,000 metre start.
Right.
And we'll be able to use that until the new 1,000 metre start's done. But we should be back to racing, or we will be back to racing, on the 18th of March next year. So
18th of March.
It's a fair time without racing, about 6 months, but
it has
still
to be done.
We've got plenty to keep us busy, and definitely has to be done. I mean, it's a long time coming, and it'll just put our track up there with the best of the country tracks.
So. I understand. You do have a Melbourne Cup meeting. What's going to happen with that one?
So we'll race our Melbourne Cup meeting on the Beegrass, and being Melbourne Cup Day, the field sizes are restricted to 8, and it's a non-tab meeting. So Melbourne Cup Day, as far as crowds go, is our biggest day of the year, and it's supported heavily by our local Tamworth people. So, we need to make sure that we run that meeting on our Beegrass.
Well, it's a large amount. I know Racing New South Wales are supporting all the work with over $2 million being put into these projects out there at Tamworth. So it's all a part of the development of these tracks. Newcastle, the course proper, has been dug up and work's beginning there. So it's helping to improve our tracks to the level that they need to be at, Victoria.
Yeah, it is. And I think you're right there. They do need to be at that level. So it's just something, it's sort of short-term pain for long-term gain as far as not racing goes, and just an inconvenience for the trainers at the moment. They're actually stopping their track work half an hour earlier so they finish it at 8 o'clock, and then the contractors can get in and on the track at 8:30. So there's a little bit of inconvenience there, but really at the end of the day it's just going to really improve the club and our racing as well. So.
Fantastic.
So
all right.
Hopefully then we can get more awards.
Exactly. No, well done on that, but we look forward. We'll stay certainly in contact over the next few months to see how it all goes. Sounds like it's the turf being about to be laid on the course proper. I hope everything goes to plan for a return on March 18. Thanks for your time, Victoria.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Victoria Toy joining us there from the Tamworth Club, and major development going on out there thanks to Racing New South Wales. Chris Lees does join us. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Chris, just on Newcastle, I just mentioned to Victoria out there at Tamworth, the inner track is a couple of weeks away from racing, and the course proper's virtually dug up now.
Yeah, the top layer's been taken off most of the course proper, and hopefully the inside track will be right to race on the 31st, I think they've decided on.
Yeah, exactly. Just thought I'd get to... I was just talking to Wayne Hawkes before, mate, about this Caulfield Cup. It's staggering how... of the top 21, 22, everyone wants to run. Preferment's the only one that I can take out. Lucia Valentina, what's your gut instinct here, Chris, at the moment?
Yeah, we're still undecided, Andrew. She arrived in Melbourne this morning. She travelled well. She'll have a gallop on. She'll have a main gallop Tuesday, and I'll be discussing it straight away with the owners, and we'll make a decision.
Okay. How did she come out of the weekend?
Yeah, she came out of the run quite well. I thought she was disappointing, no doubt. We did expect more from her. A couple of things. Maybe the blinkers didn't work. She didn't seem to over-race, but she did race a lot closer in the run. Maybe she's better ridden a little quieter, or staying at the mile may have been to a detriment. But we'll see how she settles in down there and makes some decisions.
I guess you, you'd like to just see her finish sort of off that last little bit, wouldn't you, you know?
Yeah, I would have liked. Look, she was on the inside. I would have just liked to have beaten them horses home that she was in that bunch on the inside with.
Yeah.
The winner was very dominant, but she's a little better.
That's the key now, how she settles in. And it sounds like that Tuesday gallop, it just decides one way or the other.
Yeah, that's right. The alternative would be to wait till the McKinnon Stakes, which gives her a four-week gap, which I think she'd react very well off as well.
Okay. These days, I got a text on this last night. These days, you've got a lock-away, Jocks. You've done that just in case you do go to the Cup?
Yeah, with 53 on her back, I thought it was important to have a... get a jock sorted out, and Dwayne Dunn will ride her should she go that way.
Good, yeah, okay. All right, so it comes down to Tuesday with her. Protectionist, you've made the decision to certainly run.
Yeah, he'll need another run leading into the Melbourne Cup. In a perfect world, would have been running this Saturday in the Herbert Power, but things just didn't work out that way for him. But I thought he ran satisfactorily on Sunday. Didn't have a flashing light in his head, but didn't have a lot of room on straightening. Against them type of horses at 2,000 metres, sure, he's taken good benefit out of the run. He's had a week at the beach so far this week in Melbourne. He's really enjoyed that, and he was prepared for a 2,500 metre race, which should have him ready to go in the Melbourne Cup.
And Brenton will stay on?
He'll ride him this week in, or next week in the Caulfield Cup,
yeah,
yes.
Okay, righto. Mate, just briefly, Brook Road, are you staying down in Melbourne with her?
Yeah, we're very happy with the run in the... in the Moya. She had terrific lake sectionals, which she can do. She's pulled up really well, considering firm ground. She's had an easy week down there. She'll go on to the Illingi Stakes, which is always the plan with a Saturday week.
Yep, okay. So Caulfield Cup Day. Oriental Lady has entered for a few races. Chris, any decision there?
Yeah, she'll run in the Pinker Pinker tomorrow night at Cranbourne.
Okay,
Just under the conditions of the race, she just seemed to be really well placed there. She still hasn't won a race for quite a while, but to drop back to mayor's level for a $100,000 race, we just thought it was an attractive option.
Okay, so it comes out of Sydney, and I think it already has aired, just picking that up now. So Oriental Lady out of Saturday, race 5, number 1. And can you win a race at Gosford?
Two horses resuming, one having first start and place chance. And I thought Shining Brooks, a nice filly. She just hasn't come right in the coat yet. She's... might be a runaway, but she's an each-way chance in the last.
Righto. Good luck, mate, and we'll keep an eye. Obviously, Tuesday, you're going to get a few calls from the media.
I'll be on the plane. It'll be good.
I'll find you.
Thanks,
mate.
Andrew.
Righto, Chris. Chris Lee's joining us there. So, Lucia Valentina has Dwayne Dunn for the Caulfield Cup, but needs to gallop well on Tuesday to run in that race on Saturday week. By the way, spoke with John O'Shea. He's obviously feeling very much under pressure with complacent. He said, if we don't get a spot in the Caulfield Cup, we'll be desperately trying to get a spot in the Cox Plate with complacent. So we'll wait and see what happens by Tuesday, Wednesday of next week.